Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, darn healthy, and abundant people. How are you, my good friends? Woo! So good to be here for you. I look forward to Sunday morning. So it's been quite an awesome week. I've been shooting and doing some really good work, I think, and meeting some beautiful people out there, getting experience of how the COVID world is handled in the world of Hollywood. And let me tell you, they are on it, man. They are on it. But some interesting things came up between working on the set and stuff that I was working on with Gabrielle. And it was around negative energy, guys. Now, you know what the channel has told us, that there is no negative and no positive energy. Energy just is. So whatever you do with energy, it's your choice. That's why it's so important for you to choose. Because what the information that I got, and they don't want to use the word negative, they want to use the word disempowering. Powering energy attacks us from within ourselves. When we give up our power of being God and choosing what we want. I'm telling you, I do this day in, day out with private sessions and emails. And the biggest thing overall with everybody is you still don't get, you have to choose. God, the guides, the angels, whomever, whatever, will not and cannot show up for you and create with you without your direction. Now, most of us are giving direction to energy in an unconscious way, thinking the old thoughts, thinking the limiting thoughts, thinking the fearful thoughts, not being open to all possibilities, right? And so, until you start living more consciously and noticing what your thoughts are and noticing where you're being drawn into and noticing all the old ideas of money and health and everything that you want to know, until you choose to be the God of you and say exactly what you want, love and joy behind it and through it and with it, and then ask all energy and all dimensions to come in and create with you. But you have to choose. And a lot of the people that I've been working with are not choosing, or they think they're choosing, but they're not really choosing. They're thinking about it. They're thinking about what they want, They're hoping for what they want. A good example is someone who wrote me and she said, well, I've been claiming that I've been winning this big lottery for years and it hasn't happened. First of all, she doesn't believe it's possible. Second of all, why are you limiting your money to a lotto? Can't it come from anywhere? Wouldn't you be just as happy? You have to be open to all the possibilities out there. But she just said she wanted to win a lotto. So if she goes to the gas station and wins a $5 lotto, she's gotten what she wanted. What she wants is consistent and loving and abundant money flow in her life. That's what she wants. So feel the love and the joy around that. And let the universe then create, trust me guys, it will create in a much grander, more creative fashion than we could ever come up with. So again, whatever you're trying to create, get clear about what you want. And be specific enough, but not so specific that the universe doesn't have any room to create something more amazing for you. And, of course, the first thing that has to be in place is you have to know that you are the God of you that creates your life through choice. We were given free will, guys. We were given free will to come into embodiment so we could understand how we direct energy through choice. If you are living in anxiety, you are living in anxiety because you are in fear of no control. And you know that we all have control over how we choose to react to anything. Okay. So around all that, we're going to balance it, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. The Christmas special will be up at the end of the show. You will get an email, and you can also go to IMD Wallace and sign up. They go fast. That's all I'm going to say. They go fast. Predictions week, man. I wouldn't want to miss Predictions Week this year. Dear Lord. I mean, there's so many things to get clarity around. That's going to be on the 29th. So we've got a lot of special things going on. I bought our tree. We said, well, we're just going to get a little tree this year, you know, because can't have my big tree trimming party. And so we went to the lot, and the more we looked at the little trees, Lanny looked at me and said, your heart really wants a big tree. I said, well, kind of. He said, you know what? I'm going to get that for you for your birthday, one of your birthday presents. So we got another 10-foot tree. And it's beautiful and it's gorgeous. And now I'm waiting for my daughter and Tay to come over and figure out when we can trim it together. A family affair. Is it how I usually do it? No. Do I still have the choice of being happy about however I get to do it? You bet. You bet I do. Because if I'm not making the choice to be happy, nobody suffers but me ultimately. Because the people around me, even if I'm not happy, they can choose to be happy because they're in charge of their own choices. So I want you to choose happy, guys. All the daily emails were about that last week. All right, can I go to the calls? Yes. Please Be conscious of choosing. Kimmy in Phoenix, you're on.
Hey, Miss Awesome. Hello, hello, hello. I believe my answer just came to me. But I'm going to ask. Well, no, in your opening statement, I believe I got the answer.
Okay, well, let's see.
I want to say something to you. You think you were doing good work, my dear? You are doing good work.
Oh, yeah, I know. After doing this for 45 years, Kim, I can walk off and go, yeah, I couldn't have done that scene any better. Right.
We're actors, so I get it.
Yeah, you know when you stink.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't ever stink, but sometimes I'm more brilliant than others. So what was your question today?
Okay, my left foot.
Again?
When I am – no, hold on here. Hold on. It's a different – like when I'm going for a walk, it will cramp up. Now – I know what you just said has something to do with the left foot cramping up.
Yeah, it's definitely spiritual. Well, your left foot, okay. Kim, this is your great challenge. Let me just sum it up for you. You literally came in this time to learn how to balance the masculine and the feminine.
Oh, okay.
So, it's interesting that the way you understood it was that you had to be more forceful to be powerful. So,
yes.
You've been, and quite positively and successfully, learning to power of your masculine side in with the softness and the intuitiveness of the female side.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, is this the highest? Yes. That your female side is just saying, hey, you know, Kim, give us a little more tension here.
Oh, okay. Well, that's another layer. Because I was thinking, no, well, honestly, I was thinking it was something to do with my little kid or my teenager. It's like, you know.
Well, that's true also.
Oh,
it
okay.
does. So let's go to a core belief here. Yeah. Yeah. I can never be God.
Mm-hmm.
See, guys, here we go. Got a theme going already. But you see, if you have a core belief going on in you, that you can never be God, then how can you powerfully choose and expect that choice to show up in your life? So,
okay. Good point.
The left side is the creative side. The right side is the power side that brings the creative side into physical beingness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, poor mom, let's just go back to your mom who never knew she was in charge of her own life, never knew that she was in charge of her own health. So, yeah, your kid and your teenager's going, well, I looked at mom, she never had any control. So there's a part of you that is asking yourself to remember that you do. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Good. Great start to the show. Thank you.
Well, you bet. Thank you.
Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Okay, we're going to Cheryl in Texas. Let's see how many people we can get through today. Cheryl, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm
okay.
So good.
I know, I hear it. And today, you know, I continue working on joy because that's like the hardest. No, that's not true. It's not the hardest. Anyway, I continue working on joy. I'm doing better. And today, for the first time, when you came on and you said, oh, you're fabulous, blah, 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 I could feel it inside instead of just hearing it. It was awesome. So,
that's great, Cheryl.
that daily thing that we do, that your channel told us to do, and I do it at least 15 times a day. I added the word joy to it because it fits.
Oh, I like it.
Thank you. Okay.
Let me say it for everybody here today in case anybody's forgetting. I am creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love and joy for all energy in all dimensions. I command all energy to define itself as these attributes. And I remind you that the channel literally used the word begging us to do this every day for the next year. The country really needs it, guys. The world needs it. There's going to be an unbelievably large amount of shifts going on, and we need to support the energy in its empowerment with as much powerful direction as possible. So thank you for that, Cheryl. And your question.
Yeah. So talking about weight today, as trite as that seems, because I know I'm God, and I am clear that my weight is not fat or food related. So I'd like to know what it is so I can get to work releasing it all.
Now, as I was testing when you were saying everything you said, it went to no.
So really?
Look, we're all going through that. Guys, everybody go yippee, because the last remnants of our blocks and our limiting beliefs are coming up so that we can redirect them.
I'm God. I always come up when you test that, yes, I do know I'm God.
Yes, you do know you're God. When I say you know you're God around your weight, it goes right to no.
Oh, around weight. Okay, sure. Okay.
Okay. Now, what we want to know eventually, of course, is God is God is God is God. Creator is creator is creator. Choice is choice. Direction is direction. No matter what subject, right, that we want to. So they're taking me to your mom, and they're taking me to a core belief. This page here. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. So this, your weight has become, and you were modeled this by your mother, they're saying. Is that true? Was she overweight?
Yes. Well, she was slender. No, she was slender her whole life. Now she's overweight, postmenopause, and she hates it. But she looked like Twiggy growing up.
Okay. Well, let's
go
to...
She hated my weight from the time I was born. I was gorgeous, but rounded my whole life, and she could not stand that.
Okay.
She even told me once she hated that I was so popular because that would make me never lose weight, that I could be popular while I was fat.
Dear God, and we wonder why we're so effed up, right? Jeez Louise. Okay, so this is so interesting because the channel's even giving me the feelings. It's almost like you're taking your middle finger to your mom and going, yeah to you. See,
well,
I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Well, and you still are.
I let that go. Okay. Yeah, I really thought that was gone. As a matter of fact, last night I was watching a movie that was a little too tough for me, The Impossible. And in the middle of it, I turned it off. I haven't had any contact with my mom in 13 years. And I said, whatever peace you need around me, I command energy to take that to you.
Command energy to take it to yourself?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Okay. So we know the more we love ourselves just the way we are right now in this moment, the more you love yourself, the more direction
that you give.
Don't get all into the drama of it here, because They're just showing you how these little pockets of stuff hang out. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes when it was like, well, you know, Sherry, there's a little bit of you in there that is saying, well, I was popular when I was heavier, and I was really liked when I was heavier, and I didn't like my mom being on me all the time, and she was skinny, so maybe it's safer just to stay heavier. What you want to know is that you love yourself, and everybody loves yourself, no matter what weight you're at.
I just thought I got there. I'm shocked. Okay.
Yeah, welcome to my life. I say that almost daily as things mm-hmm. come up. Now, when I say there's a medical reason, a physical reason, a spiritual reason, I get it. No, it's all about that energy of kind of through you, Mom.
I gained 90 pounds in 90 days. Like, that's so not easy to do.
Well,
eating pristinely,
no, and that's so not
eating
good
pristinely,
for you either.
Well, no, I had death threats from our county commissioners against me. Anyway, yeah, so I just firmly believe that if it came on 90 pounds in 90 days when I was eating pristinely and I was a bikini body, it should be able to fall off in less than 90 days.
Well, yeah, but not if you think you have to protect yourself.
And that's probably still it. That one rings more true. Okay.
Well, all of it's, look, when you were little, you were protecting yourself from your mother by being your own
mm-hmm.
person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's start telling your body I am safe and secure in this world.
Okay.
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 You gained all that weight eating really healthy.
Yes.
Well, that's got to be energetic. However, have you spoken with a doctor about it?
Yes. And all the metabolism and all the hormones, they swear nothing's wrong. I've been doing it for 15 years, which is how long the weight's been there. That the 90 pounds came then. Actually, it came 18 years ago, but yeah. And I've been talking to them since then. And they're like, we don't have a clue.
Well, I would be the god of you then. And first of all, how much do you want to weigh?
I tell them what I want to weigh. And then, but maybe this is a problem. And then I'm thinking, you know, you're postmenopausal now. Maybe you can't be that anymore. So then I just tell them,
yeah, well, that's
a 10 or 12 size 10 or 12. Can I do it that way? Because that's what I tell them. I will
pick one.
10.
Right now, let's go for 12 because you believe that's more possible.
Okay, fair. Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to be is not how you go.
I am
a size 12, and it feels like whatever your happy place is, Cheryl, that's what it feels like.
Okay.
That's what you want to connect. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm safe and secure in this world. Thank you, sweetheart. Yeah, weight often is about protecting ourselves, guys. Janet in California, you're on.
Good morning, my dear. How are you?
Good morning. I'm pretty fabulous.
This is so appropriate. I just listened to all of the pieces, and it's really, truly right up my alley.
Good.
So, I've been having some trouble with my shoulders. What I get is... I'm carrying the world on my shoulders.
Yep.
And so what I'm asking is, how do I break those habits of making sure everyone's good in my sphere, if you will?
Well, they're taking me to the core belief I have to give up me to take care of others. And that's kind of where you're at, Janet. And you learned that as a very, very young girl, like around 3 years old. So what was going on in your family when you were three?
You know, my parents were living with, we're from Canada, and in Canada, my parents moved in with, oh my goodness, really? My parents moved in with my father's brother and lived in that house back there. I know lots of it comes from my mom. We found out many years after, or I found out after she passed away, that she was abused by her father. You know, the story goes on and on.
Yeah, well, so what happens, just like me growing up in an alcoholic home, I took on right away that I needed to protect everybody, and if I didn't take care of everybody, they died. And of course, if they died, then I would die because there would be nobody there to take care of me.
So I guess at the same time, all of these live in our subconscious. The more I listen to you, the more I think. Obviously.
Yeah.
So how do
you
get
know,
beyond
Janet,
that? I guess
you have to get up every day and say, today I choose to put me first. Today I choose to love me first and unconditionally. Boy, it's noisy in your house. Good Lord. I am putting me first so that I can love and serve me, so I can love and serve others. And connect that to as much love and joy as you can. Because you want to direct yourself and all energy every day that you are first. And I say this to everybody. You've got to make you first. And then you can serve twice as many people through choice, not through guilt or fear. Okay?
Okay.
All right, babe. Hey, just try it, Janet. I know you might be skeptical, but just try it. You'll see. You'll see things start to turn around in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
All right, honey.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome. Guys, look, I know some of the principles that the channel is bringing forward to you sound simple, and they are. That's the whole point. Creation process has been made so difficult and so heady and so intellectual for so long, and the channel is bringing forward to you easy and just ways that are so accessible to all of us. But you got to do them. And you got to do them from a place of love and joy. Mike in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey, how you doing, Dee?
Really
always,
good, darling.
Always good to hear from you. I write down as much as I can from your speeches. I do your breathing exercise, and I do other exercises twice a day. I need to ask you about chaos. I have a certain amount of chaos, outer and inner, and I'm lessening it, but it's heavy, and there's something I'm not aware of that I need to know a lot more about with that.
Okay. Well, Mike, if you're the God of you and you're creating everything in your life, you're creating the chaos. So let's ask, why do you need to create chaos? Sheets, book, give me a song.
Defense.
Give me a song, Mike.
Oh, God, the Army song. Over hill, over down, it's defense.
As the caissons go rolling along, that one?
Yeah.
Okay. I get a no on defense.
Hmm.
I get a yes on life is a long march.
Yeah, okay, you're on target. Fire perfect.
Life, life is a long march, and I have to keep marching, and I have to keep trying to get there, and, you know, and none of that will give you the experience of being there, Mike.
You're on target. Keep at it, please. Fire for effect.
Well, so I would start saying, directing, today I know I'm there. I know I can rest. I'm there. Everything, everywhere that I've been trying to get to, I'm already there. Because, guys, we can have all the answers and be living in Shangri-La. And if we look around at Shangri-La and go, oh, but I got to keep marching. There's someplace else. There's someplace better. There's someplace higher. There's someplace more truthful. There's something else I don't know. Then you can't ever live in the experience of just being there, Mike.
I am there, here, now. And
yeah.
Know that I can rest anyhow.
Yeah, nice little poem.
Yeah.
I like it. That's what I get is at the core of all of it. So, and
you know,
that
it's so simple, it has to be true. And I've seen this before, too.
Yes, but Mike, when you have the belief that you have to keep marching and keep going, you can't accept the simple things because the simple things will allow you to know that you're already there.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
Lights
off. All right, hoo-ah. Sweetheart. Yeah. Hoo-ah. Thank you, baby. I love it. He always gives me a hoo-ah at the end. Joyce, talk to me. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I was
Hi,
shooting.
Dude.
I couldn't get back to your last email. I've been shooting. What's up?
I just heard that you say that, and I figured, okay, I knew you were busy. All right. I felt like I took care of all the scabies infestation and living and eggs, because the eggs have to be disabled. Yesterday I was really strong with that, and today I woke up with a lot of fear, and when I used the pendulum today, I got that it wasn't true, that there are still some eggs. I got and then there's still some living
okay,
eggs.
Okay, first of all, Joyce, you cannot test when you're in fear.
That is true.
Forget it. You're all switched.
Okay.
You're not going to get the highest answers. You're just not.
Okay. Let me tell you. I have a chiropractor.
When I say
there's
eggs, there's bugs, there's anything still living, are those the right questions? I get a no, Joyce. Now, there's one other question we're supposed to, are they all dead? Is everything dead? I get a yes. At this moment, I get a yes, and it's my big yes.
Okay. Can you get a yes on this? I've been applying neem with warm coconut oil, and the neem will help what I read. As a natural way, it helps disable all the eggs. If there are any there, it creates a hormonal issue where they can't hatch.
I'm not a doctor. I get a yes that's true information. Whatever you've been doing has worked. I started to say is working, but they wouldn't let me say that.
Okay.
So now the question, Joyce, is can you define yourself as someone who never, ever, ever has to deal with this and doesn't have this challenge in her life? Because you're still defining yourself as somebody who is being attacked. Well,
yeah, I am.
You know, this is
Can
natural.
I say one?
Sure.
Can I say?
another thing, my chiropractor probably confirmed my fear. I texted him. He does muscle and energy testing, and he had it was 90% gone a couple days ago. And I sent him a text yesterday because he doesn't mind doing that, and he just does a quick check. And he said this morning he got 99%.
Well, I get they're gone.
And
so.
and some eggs left. But see, I think he was picking up on my fear energy because he's not as clear as you. It absolutely not doing. I mean, he's really conscious and all that, but
he is. Look, the challenge in reading energy, guys, for everybody, is making sure you get the highest information. So there can be eggs there, and they're not viable at all.
You're getting that, okay. Because I keep getting new red spots popping up on me, and
But you're looking for them, Joyce.
I know I am.
Well,
oh my gosh.
Okay, you've got
help
to
me
start.
Get out of this rut. This is the biggest challenge, and I've had
Honey,
many in my life. If you saw
even
my
imagine.
Skin right now. Yeah,
I can't even imagine. Okay, all right, take
now.
A breath. Take a breath.
Okay.
I can't imagine you going through this for a year. It's unacceptable. Now we're on top of it, but now you have to start. You see, you're still not, and this is what I was talking about in the beginning. You're not choosing what you want. What you want is my skin is clear and free and soft. And what's the opposite of itchy to you? Calm.
Calm. Yep.
Okay.
We put it together.
Okay. And my skin is calm. And free. I am calm. And I am the God of choice that has beautiful, calm skin that feels awesome to live in. You see, now that's a direction toward what you want.
Okay.
Oh,
and
my God,
really,
I've got to get rid of this. I've got to get rid of this. Creates more of it.
And I kept going with everything we've talked about, and I really was feeling the energy. All of a sudden, for the first time in a long time, I felt yesterday or the day before my heart completely open, and I felt so much love that nothing ever mattered. It was, and then, you know,
and
then I went back into the other.
Well,
so I know it's there.
And you chose to do that. That's what I want everybody to hear. She's teaching us the lesson of the day. When you go back into fear, you drop out of your power, you go, Joy, stop it. We're not doing that, woman. This is what we want, and you restate what you want, and you go to your love place, and you keep training your brain and your body and your energy to default back to what you want.
Okay, and it's a lot. Those feelings are creeping in because every time I look at my skin and I see that, and it's itching. So what about all the red spots and itching? That's just healing from the visitors.
Joyce, it's done. But you keep looking for signs that it's not done.
Okay. I can live with that because of the amount of laundry. Like right now, every morning, everything I wore.
Okay, I got it. I got it, honey. But I want you to find a beautiful picture of you with your beautiful skin and put it up on your fridge or by your toilet and go, today, that is my skin. That is the beautiful me that inhabits who I am. Okay?
Yeah, and it wasn't
all right,
that long ago when it was true, when that was what was present on me.
Well, so be the zero point and go back to that now.
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
A lot of really good discernment lessons coming in here. I hope y'all are listening. Julie in Indiana, you're on. Miss Julie, are you there?
Oh, hi. I'm so sorry. I didn't hear you. Hi, yes. I am having some pain in my lower back, and I just wanted to know energetically what that was all about.
Actually, they're saying, hold on, everybody balance, anybody switch highs. They're saying it's more structural than energetic.
Oh, okay.
So do you have a chiropractor or an osteopath?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, they're just suggesting that's the highest relief, yeah, an adjustment. When I say there's something energetic or spiritual or emotional, I think you just tweaked it, Julie.
Okay.
You
that's
know?
Perfect. That's the best
yeah.
answer, yeah.
Great answer, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let me know, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Lena in Oklahoma, you're on.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, baby. What's up?
So I've been causing some stuff at work and applying it.
What does that mean? What does that mean, you've been causing some stuff?
It's like I go to work and then I don't want to be there. Like I showed up the other day and I thought I was supposed to be there from noon to 2. And no, it was supposed to be 11 to 2. And.
Well, if you don't want to be
so
there, you're going to screw everything up for yourself. So they'll let you go so you don't have to be there.
So how do I get out of that? Because
you know how to get out of it. You tell me. Come on, guys. You know these principles. You know them, all of you. You know them.
Focus on what I want and on working in a job that I enjoy.
How about wherever I am, I want to be there. Wherever I am, I'm showing up. Wherever I am, I'm doing my best and sending out love and getting lots of love back from everybody. Let's start there.
Okay.
Okay. And part of it, Lena, is you're trying to prove that they'll accept you. So, you know, you're kind of screwing up. So you can say, well, look, if they forgive me and accept me anyway, then they love me more.
So, but why is it that... I never had this thing where I wanted to be accepted by other people, though. At least not that I'm aware of.
That's not a true statement. Everybody wants to be accepted by others, honey. And I would suggest to all of you that you claim you are accepted by all other energy because, guys, you've got to work with all other energy to create your lives. So if you don't want or don't allow yourself to be accepted by other energy or you're testing other energy all the time to see if you'll be accepted, you are diminishing your creative process exponentially.
That's what I feel like I've done.
Well, then stop it.
It's like I even went and applied at a new job and I didn't get it, so I'm applying at other jobs.
You don't want to be there, Lena. And they, guys, I've told you this in webinars. I think I've even written it out in the daily emails. Energy gets to a place before your physical body ever gets there. So whatever energy you're holding of you know, oh my God, another job I have to apply for, and I don't want this one either. Well, they're going to get that, and they're going to go, why the hell should we hire her? She didn't want to be here anyway. I mean, they can't put their finger on what it is, but they get the energy, Lena. So, again, it's not about them. Guys, whatever you're working on, turn the finger towards you and go, what's going on within me? All right. You can do this.
Okay.
You have the tools. Apply them. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, boy. Tough love here. Shirley, Maryland, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
So I have a general question, although my left eye is bothering me, so now I'm thinking, should I ask about that? But I think it's temporary.
Yes.
But I hope you will let me ask a general question. And that's okay. So the whole thing about the vaccine is a sign that the pandemic will be lifting, as you had said in November. You know, it'll happen start in November, and then we'll see it more apparent or something like that in the spring. But now we have these surges. So how are those two things relating? And is any of that connecting to the Georgia runoff? Are they two other? I'm saying that affirmation or intention command every day, more than
Thank
once
you.
A day, because I really believe in its importance.
I have never had the channel beg me and beg you for anything. That's how important
it
is.
And
that's an interesting question, because I get they're all interconnected.
Yeah.
Hold on, going to a core belief. Here, there's 39. Yeah, God betrays me, I betray me. Okay, so we have betrayed ourselves in this country.
Yeah.
By being angry, by following anger, by believing anger. We have betrayed ourselves by saying, screw you, I don't want to wear a mask.
Yes. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will betray ourselves even more, by the way, if we do not take this vaccine.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
and... Yeah. And I'm getting, and I want everybody to be clear, I'm in the channel, and the channel is not political in any way.
Okay.
You never, ever heard me say anything from a partisan perspective. We only talked about love, to vote for love.
Sure.
But they're saying in Georgia that we will be betraying ourselves if we don't vote in a way that brings about unification.
Yes, I know.
That's how they're expressing it. We must demand unification in our country, in our energy. Our country, guys, what's going on in America and some parts of the world is a perfect example of everything we do in our work. Now, let's go back to Lena. Lena wants to work, and she doesn't want to work.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. So a house divided against itself cannot create what it wants.
Wow.
So here we have a country. Half of the people want to be angry and believe in conspiracy theories. And the other half want love and kindness and more dignity for all people. And just like the entity of a person, our country is divided against itself.
Well.
So the best thing that we can direct for this upcoming election in Georgia is unification. Unification.
Of the country, of the government, anything.
Of energy.
Oh, of energy, okay.
The unification of... Hold on, let me finish. Let me finish, Shirley.
Sorry.
The unification of energy in the creation of love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, power through divine love, and joy for all energy in all dimensions. We command all energy to define itself as these attributes. That is uniting the energy. That's one reason it's so important for us to be directing that right now.
Okay.
Got it? Okay.
In the past, you have been able to say, though, that you sensed, for example, that Trump was going to lose. But in the Georgia runoff, it seems to be so divided. I don't know, that it's still up in the air, still open.
Okay, I'm sorry. What do you want and what do you know?
I want unification. I want the
And what do you believe
love?
Has to happen yes. in that election for there to be unification?
I think that Ossoff and Warnock have to win.
Okay. But you've kind of sort of directed that, but not really. You've not said universe. In this election, I direct that these two people are elected so that unification in this country can happen.
Okay. I will be
now,
that direct.
Did that help you get clear about I'm on a tangent here with all of you to show you how you think you're doing the work, but you're not really doing the work. You're still a little focused on the fear or what we don't want.
Yeah. And not the
okay?
God in me. I do get that. Yep, I get that.
Okay. Yep. You're a powerful creator, guys. Let's do it. All right.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, darling.
Thanks.
Emily, I literally have a minute and a half. What's your question, quick?
Oh, okay. Amazing. My question is about powerful, positive money flow and bringing all
yeah,
of me into alignment.
The first thing they said, Emily, is you don't love money.
Okay.
Is that
I've
true?
I've been working on that, and I've shifted that enormously, and I'm delighted
statement.
To have found out that there's a little bit left to shift.
Give me a movie, please.
Rain Man. I always go to Rain Man.
Well, and what was Rain Man about?
His knowing.
Yeah. Thank you. So what's
yeah.
your happy place?
Oh.
See, you should have been able
Loving
to
myself.
Answer that right away. What's your happy place?
Everything is my happy place. I can look at a tree, and loving me is my happy place.
Yeah, but when I say money is your happy place, I get a no.
Okay.
And that's what
yeah.
you've got to connect.
Yep. Yeah.
See, money for me is like Christmas, and Christmas is my favorite time of the year. Money for me is like loving my freedom, because money is just another form of energy, guys, and you've got to love what you want to create. Let's say it together. I choose to love everything I want to create. I love the job that I'm applying for. I love the money I'm drawing into my life. I love my body just the way it is, as I'm seeing it as a size 12. I love. And from that love, I create it all. That's your answer, baby cakes.
No.
All right. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad we got you in, Emily. Let's say it together. I love me. Come on. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.